Armadoxy for today, Advent Day 13 and 14, No Response to Sin. During this weekend of Advent, the Armenian Church points to the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 13, where Jesus explains that disaster or evil does not happen because we sin. Jesus brings up two incidents that were part of the common history of the people to whom he was talking. Much like the terrorist attacks of 9/11 and the flattening of the Twin Towers would be for us. 9/11 is part of our recent history. So the details of these tragedies are not important. Jesus merely uses these as examples to point to evil that befalls innocent people. So keep in mind that everyone to whom he was talking to knew these news items. The first was the story of the Galileans, who had made a sacred gesture to the Lord, which was desecrated by Pilate, the Roman procurator. The second incident was a catastrophe involving a tower which fell and killed 18 people. Now, regarding the victims of these tragedies, Jesus says, "Do you think they were more guilty than all the others living in Jerusalem? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you too will also perish." As we study the essential teachings of Jesus as found in the Sermon on the Mount, we are reminded that our actions are not what causes catastrophe or a cursed life. As many people believe today, so too in the times of Jesus, when evil befell people, especially the seemingly innocent, there are many who believe it is God's wrath being played out on our sins. As we have been exploring these past few weeks, and will continue to explore on our journey to Theophany, there is no one exempt from sin. Today's break in the Sermon on the Mount is an important reminder from Jesus that God does not bring tragedy on people, and certainly not in response to our sins. Do you think they were more guilty than all the others living in Jerusalem? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you too will all perish, says our Lord. Let us pray from the 15th hour of St. Narses Shnorhali's prayer. Christ, the guardian of all, let your right hand guard and shelter me by day and by night, while at home and while away, while asleep and while awake, that I may never fall. Have mercy on all your creatures and on me, a sinner. Amen.